busted old town on the plains of West Texas. The drugstores closed down and the rivers run dry. The semis roll through like stainless steel stallions, going hard, going fast, going wild. Rolling hard, rolling fast, rolling back. And the mission still stands at the edge of the plateau. A stone marks the graves where the old cowboys lie. Asleep in a time in a town, just a young man going hard, going fast, going wild. Rolling hard, rolling fast, rolling fast. The driving don't play no Friday night picture. No big silver screen to light up the sky. And gone are the days of post-war time lovers, going hard, going fast, going wild. Rolling hard, rolling fast, rolling back. And me, I stand here at the last filling station, while the wind moans a dirge to a coyote's cry. I jump in my car, I'm back out on the highway, going hard, going fast, going wild. Rolling hard, rolling fast, rolling back. Going hard, going fast, going wild. But outside he works for me, his name is Mariano. He cuts and trims the grass for me, he makes the flowers bloom. He says that he comes from a place not far from Guanajuato. It's 2 days on a bus from here, a lifetime from this room. I fix his meals and talk to him in my own broken Spanish. He points at things and tells me names of things I can't recall. But sometimes I just can't but help from wondering who this man is. And if when he is gone, will he remember me at all? I watch him close, he works just like a piston and an engine. He only stops to take a drink and smoke a cigarette. When the day is ended, I look outside my window. There on the horizon, Mariano's silhouette. He sits upon a stone in the southeasterly direction. I know my charts, I know that he is thinking of his home. I've never been the sort to say I'm into intuition, but I swear I see the faces of the ones he calls his own. Their skin is brown as potter's clay, their eyes void of expression. Their hair is black as widows' dreams, their dreams are all but gone. They're ancient as the vision of a sacrificial virgin. an innocent is crying from a baby being born. They hover around a dying flame and pray for his protection. Their prayers are often answered by his letters in the mail. He sends them colored figures he cuts from strips of paper, and all his weekly wages, saving nothing for himself. It's been a while since I've seen the face of Mariano. The border guards, they came one day and took him far away. I hope that he is safe down there at home in Guanajuato. I worry though, I read there's revolution every day.
Thanks a lot. Welcome to the Freight and Salvage. I'm feeling better. I hate TV, you know, I hate it. Because I always think of San Francisco as a wonderful place, a romantic place, and everybody's wearing flowers in their hair. But now, only thing that I can remember now is that, like, that Bay Bridge, sort of like this, you know. And we had to come across it, and I dipped snuff, right? And I couldn't even swallow. I wasn't getting any juice at all. It was terrible. I didn't know about the ferry. They didn't tell me about the ferry. I'd have gone for the ferry. I'd have gone for a canoe. It isn't safe? It is safe. I feel good now. Yeah, I'm kind of calming down now. I feel a lot better. I grew up on cowboy music because my parents, I don't know, they wanted me to be a cowboy, I guess. They used to dress me up in these little boots, little spurs, you know. Little chaps, little hat, you know. And then I'd climb on the dog and kick the shit out of him for about a half hour. So they decided to point me in more of a musical, literary direction. And they got me this cowboy songs for remedial readers. Big words, lots of pictures. I'm almost finished with it. But I think the best cowboy song that I've ever heard is written by a guy that's here tonight. His name's Blackie Farrell. And this is a song called Sonora's Death Row.
Me and the boys, we cinched up our saddles and rode to Sonora's last night. Guns hanging proud and daring out loud for anyone looking to fight. And car cheats and rustlers would run for their holes when the boys from the old broken home rode up and rained on the street that they named Sonora's Death Row. Mescal's free in Amanda's saloon for the boys from the old broken home. The Saturday nights in the town of Sonora are best in all Mexico. They got guitars and trumpets and sweet senoritas who won't want to let you go. You'd never believe such a gay, happy time on the street called Sonora's Death Row. Inside Amanda's, we was a-dancing with all of Amanda's gals.
I want some silver at 7-card stud, so I was out doing my pals. But the whiskey and mezcal, pesos, cigars drove me outside for some ass. Somebody whispered, "Your life for your money." I reached and my gun wasn't there. I woke up face down in Amanda's back alley, where the fool I had been. Rushed to my pony, grabbed my Winchester, then entered Amanda's again. Well, I saw my partners twirling my pistols and throwing my money around. Blinded by anger, I jacked the lever, one of them fell to the ground. Amanda's got silent like night in the desert, my friends stared in pure disbelief. Amanda was kneeling beside the dead cowboy, plainly expressing her grief. As I bowed my head, a tremble shot through me, my 6-gun was still at my side. I felt my pockets, there was my money, I fell to my knees and I cried. A nightmare mezcal was all that it was, for no one had robbed me at all. I wish I was dreaming the sound of the gallows, they're testing just outside the wall. Mezcal's so free in Amanda's saloon, for the boys from the old broken home. I'd give them ransom to drink there today, be free of St. Norris death row. I'd give them ransom to drink there today, be free of St. Norris death row. Thanks. There's a soft rain tapping on your window. There's a cool breeze blowing off the bay. Warm flame dancing with our shadows. Music playing far away. I never meant to stay an hour. I thought that I was passing through. Another town along the highway. I never meant to fall for you. I can't speak for you, Maria. I only know the way I feel. When I sleep with you, Maria, there's nothing left but dreams to steal. On a Bible by the mirror, the only treasures that we hold. The only secrets that we're keeping. A watch and chain, a cross of gold. I can't speak for you, Maria. I only know the way I feel. when I sleep with you, Maria. There's nothing left for dreams to steal. When the sunlight brings the morning, I cannot tell you what I'll do. But I have a mind to take you with me. And I have the heart to stay with you. I can't speak for you, Maria. I only know the way I feel when I sleep with you, Maria. There's nothing left but dreams to steal. When I sleep with you, Maria, there's nothing left for dreams to steal.
Hey, I was in beautiful downtown, scenic Akron, Ohio last week. And when I went there, I had the little piece of paper that told me what it was all about. And it had these initials, F-O-P, you know. And I knew that that didn't work with my brain too well. And when I got there, I found out why. It was because FOP stands for Fraternal Order of Police. There were jillions of cops there. And I don't know, I have 11 diplomas from defensive driving, so it doesn't always work for me. And I played a couple of police shows before. I love police, but the shows are always weird. I played in Dothan, Alabama. What a show, Dothan, Alabama. I looked up in my atlas, it says Dothan, one of the 10 worst cities in America. I mean, the name sounded like a drug that you use to get off methadone, you know? Well, he failed the methadone program, so we're going to have to go to Dothan. And I played there with the Kindles. Do you remember the Kindles? They're a country group. Bless their hearts. I love the Kindles. I love them when they were doing really well, but they're the crispiest group in America. And I went and played this police show, and I did some of my... I found out at these police shows that my songs have a lot of cop allusions, so it really made me nervous, and I was playing a couple of them, and I heard the sawed-off shotgun shut go like this in the middle of a song, and I went, ooh, I'm getting out of here. So they went out to the bus and they unplugged the Kindles from the life support system and put them on. So I get in trouble a lot.
She was a waitress, the only joint in town. She had a reputation as a girl who'd been around. Down Main Street after midnight, a brand new pack of cigs, a fresh one hanging from her lips, a beer between her legs. She'd ride down to the river and meet with all her friends. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. My son was a loner, he was older than the rest. He was going in the Navy, but he couldn't pass the test. So he hung around town, he sold a little pot. The law got went to sun in, one day he got caught. But he was back in business when they set him free again. The road goes on forever, the party never ends. Now son's playing eight ball at the joint with Sherry Works. When some drunken out of town, I put his hand upstairs skirt. Sonny took his pool cue, laid the drunk out on the floor. Stuffed a dollar in her tip jar and he walked on out the door. She's running right behind him, reaching for his hand. The road goes on forever, the party never ends. Son, I jammed it down in gear. Son, let that share, so let's get on out of here. The stars were high above them, the moon was in the east. The sun was setting on them when they reached Miami Beach. They got a motel by the water and a quart of Bombay gin. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. They soon ran out of money, but Sonny knew a man. They knew some Cuban refugees that dealt in contraband. Sonny met the Cubans at a house just off the road with a briefcase full of money and a pistol in his boot. The cards are on the table when the law came busting in. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. The Cubans grabbed the goodies and Sonny grabbed the jack. He broke a bathroom window and he climbed on out the back. Sherry drove the pickup through the alley on the side where a lawman tackled Sonny, was reading him his rights. She stepped into the alley with a single shot for 10. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. They got back to the motel just before the break of day. Sonny gave her all the money and it blew a little kiss. If they ask you how this happened, say I forced you into this. She watched him as his taillights disappeared around the bend. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. It's Macy after midnight just like it was before. 21 months later at the local grocery store, Sherry buys a paper and a cold six-pack of beer. The headlines read that Sonny is going to the chair. She pulls back on the main street in her new Mercedes Benz. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. Take off from work a bit early. The boss doesn't care if you stay. The guard with the key has to check your ID, but he'd just as soon blow you away. He'd just as soon blow you away. The cops have stopped 10 miles of traffic. They're sorry for all the delay. No need for alarm as they're waving their arms, but they'd just as soon blow you away. Two pretty blondes in a Porsche, their bumper says, we love L.A. They look pretty fair, but they're crazy out there, and they just as soon blow you away. You got some trouble in high school, but you feel like a new man today. You keep to yourself, because anyone else would just as soon blow you away. you're standing in front of the teller. She's counting out all of your pay. There's 20s and 1s, there's guards with their guns. They just as soon blow you away. One old ex-con at the station fixes flats in the back of the bay. He winks and he jokes and he bars the smoke, but he just as soon blow you away. He liked the new girl at the hotel. She drops your room key in the tray. No words will pass through the bulletproof glass, but she just as soon blow you away. And you climb up the stairs every evening to your room right above the cafe. There ain't much mystique, but you pay every week, cause they just as soon blow you away. They just as soon blow you away. And you turn out the light that you read by, and you pray that you're one of the few. When you're in with the Lord, there's just one reward, and they just as soon make it come true. They just as soon blow you away. The mattress is mildewed and lumpy, but you fall fast asleep where you lay. Under the lump, there's a 20 gauge pump, cause they just as soon blow you away. Just as soon blow you away.
I live in Bandera, Texas, the cowboy capital of the world. There you go. Some of my friends from Bandera, they drove a wagon train all the way. If you haven't been to Bandera and you're thinking about vacation, put it on your list. Put it high on your list. I was down at the Exxon station getting my oil changed. I'm sorry, but there's only one station and it's Exxon. I was getting my oil changed. Well, what am I supposed to do? You know, do it myself? So I was down there and they changed my oil and they came back and they said, finished. I said, great. They said, just wanted to let you know that we're not using the Valvoline oil anymore. I said, I really didn't want to hear it. Just thought I'd let you know we're not using Valvoline anymore. Okay, why? Well, we found out that the people at Valvoline support anti-gun legislation. And me and Billy Bob Jr. and Junior just don't believe in that shit. So we're boycotting them. I don't know. So if you got some stock in Valvoline, sell it quick. Eh? It's the way you stroke my hair when I lie sleeping. It's the way you tell me things that I don't know. It's the way that you remember I came home late for dinner 11 months and 14 days ago. It's the little things, the little bitty things, like the way that you remind me that I've been growing soft. It's the little things, the itty bitty things. It's the little things that piss me off. It's the note that you leave on the breakfast table.
with a list of things to help me plan my day. It's the way you say we could have, if you'd done the things you should have. It's the little things, darling, that make me feel this way. It's the little things, the little bitty things, like the way that you remind me that I've been growing soft. It's the little things, the itty. That's right. It's the little things that piss me off. A lot of couples. The telephone rings. I pick it up. You say you want me back again. You think by now that I had enough. Why can't I ever win? You whisper that you love me. I try to make you stop. You're pouring out your heart to me. I never spill a drop. Octane fuel for this low-down lonely fool. Have you forgotten the night you split? You said you found somebody else. Don't you remember when you told me that I could just go off and love myself? But now you say you're sorry and you're crying on the phone. You just can't live without me. You start to pour it on. Octane fuel for this low-down lonely fool. I'm pouring whiskey and I'm feeling warm. I'm afraid I'll lose my cool. Just one little night with you can't do no harm. But it don't take much to fuel this fool. Uh-oh, uh-oh, oh yeah. Your husband's working, so you thought you'd call. Well, I guess I should have known. Darling, I ain't into no menage a trois. I say so long and hang up the phone. The radio is playing. Have you heard the news? I pour myself a tall one as the room fills up with blues. Octane fuel for this low-down lonely fool. For this low-down lonely fool. Found out this morning long daylight. And out this morning long before daylight. Found out this morning that you left me in the night. You left your lipstick but not another clue. You left your lipstick but not another clue. You left your lipstick, but your lips you took with you. Picked up the phone when I knew what you'd done. Picked up the phone when I knew what you'd done. Picked up the phone and I punched out 911. I said, Hey operator, won't you listen to me? I need assistance ASAP. My baby let me in, I don't know why. Send the APB to the FBI. Call out the police, call out the guard, call out the merchant, poster in war. Charm with passion, it's smoother than silk. Put a picture on a carton of milk, but please don't leave me alone. Hey operator, won't you send my baby home? Found out this morning long before daylight. Found out this morning long before daylight. Found out this morning that you left me in the night.
They sell beer here? Sometimes. What's this? What's the criteria for selling beer? Someone's thirsty. That's just a question. I mean, everybody sells beer in Bandera. I mean, they have like kids, you know. It's like lemonade is crossed out, you know. Budweiser. This killed me. I got this notice from Austin, Texas that I had a parking ticket. It was 2 years old. 2 years old. I couldn't stand it. The reason I was thinking about this other place that sold beer. And and I don't know. I can't pay 2-year-old parking tickets. I'm sorry. And besides, it's not right because it said where I parked, it said fine for parking. Make up your mind. This is a song by my friend Fred Kohler, lives in Nashville. If you get a chance to see Fred, go see him. He's a very bizarre person. This is called Jennifer Johnson and Me. Deep in the pocket, an old sport coat jacket, I chanced to discover an old memory. 3 4/4, a black and white portrait, taken of Jennifer Johnson and me. I'm in the corner, my shirt collar open, like some lighting lover on late night TV. Smiling right there with her head on my shoulder, it's Jennifer Johnson, she's looking at me. It must have been summer 1967, the Beatles were singing, love is all you need. I held her hand as we walked through the arcade, 2 young believers on $3 free. 3 4/4, a black and white portrait, Jim closed the curtain so no one can see. Hey, kiss me quick, cause the red light is flashing, flashing on Jennifer Johnson and me. Waiting on that late night train back to Homewood, I felt the warmth in the cool evening breeze. Told her I'd probably love her forever,
forever for Jennifer Johnson and me. 3/4 quarter, a black and white portrait. Two young believers on a $3 spree. Hey, kiss me quick, cause the red light is flashing, flashing on Jennifer Johnson and me. 3/4 quarter, a black and white portrait. Jennifer Johnson, sweet memory. I saved your picture in my sport coat pocket. Jennifer Johnson, did you save one for me? Jennifer Johnson, did you save one for me? I guess we come full circle, we're strangers once again. It's hard to know we'd ever come to this. It's funny you were saying how you'll miss the good old times. Well, all along I'm thinking you're the one I'll miss. Love's a word I'll never go around. So when I say I love you till the end, I'm talking about until the day they lay me in the ground. Love's a word I never throw around. And I'd like to think you're leaving, cause I treated you unkind. Or maybe you just found somebody new. I know the only reason you're leaving me behind is you're no longer feeling the way I feel for you. Love's a word I never go around. So when I say I love you till the end, I'm talking about until the day they lay me in the ground. Love's a word I never go around. So I'm going to the country, spend some time out in the woods, counting stars and sleeping all alone. And I can't say for certain it'll do me any good. This time I grew accustomed to being on my own. Love's a word I never go around. So when I say I love you till the end, I'm talking about until the day they lay me in the ground. Love's a word I never throw around. Song called Leaving Tennessee. I lived in Nashville for probably about 17 months too long. Nashville is really a fun place to visit, and there's a lot of stuff to do there.
But I had a rough time in Nashville. I was working at this place delivering I Love You balloons to people. It was like a department store, you know, and they were big heart-shaped balloons, and I delivered them. I was like the worst in the world because I always had a bad attitude about it, you know. And they're, you know, somebody's grandmother was there, and she looked like she came off a Hallmark card, and she's just rubbing her hands together, and I go, "Hair." Yeah, it's terrible. And I had this car, a 1972 Impala. It was the state car of Tennessee. It was. I mean, you wouldn't mistake it. I was from Tennessee, or I lived there. It was just a big old bomb. It had a rag in the gas tank. It's like a Molotov cocktail on wheels. It was a real dangerous vehicle. But I finally wised up. I go back now and then just to get some nicotine in my lungs. These people smoke. I mean, I know there's not a lot of people smoke out here, but man, if you want to see some smokers, we're talking these people smoke in the shower. Sun is setting on our time living here. You've lost the will, I've lost the heart. We should be leaving while the coast is still clear, 'cause we won't make it after dark. Cashing our chips, we can pack up the car, lock up the door, and hide the key. The only two things that mean anything to me are loving you and leaving Tennessee. Silver eagles fly down streets paved in gold. The stars keep shining through the dawn. Anything that you can dream of to hold, you can have here for a song. There's a song tonight that's riding the wind. I'm the words and you're the melody. The only two things that mean anything to me are loving you and leaving Tennessee. It's just the two of us all out on our own. That's the way it ought to be. The only two things that mean anything to me are loving you and leaving Tennessee. We can call up all our friends on the phone and tell them someday we'll return. First we've got to start to make a new home. We have one last bridge to burn. So lay your head down and we'll drive through the night. In the morning light you're gonna see. The only two things that mean anything to me are loving you and leaving Tennessee. The only two things that mean anything to me are loving you and leaving Tennessee. I lived in Austin, Texas for a while. Where the hell haven't you lived, Rob? I lived in Austin, Texas for a while. I lived in this one-room basement apartment that filled up with water when it rained. And I lived with this guy named J.D. Hutchison, who was from Ohio. And we were would-be bass fishermen, so we were really lucky to have that apartment. We could practice our new casting techniques, new lures, psh, all around the room. And J.D. Hutchison was a wonderful man. I mean, he is a wonderful man. He was everything that I wanted to be when I grew up. He could play all kinds of instruments. He's a musician and a magician, and he could play card tricks, really great card tricks. He was playing with my dumb ex-brother-in-law, Frank Blake, one time. He was playing card tricks. He was showing how to make aces rise in the deck, you know, where they just come up right off the top, and then he could do it with kings. He could do anything. He could just deal out a royal flush, no problem. And my dumb ex-brother-in-law, Frank Blake, said, after watching him do this for about 10 minutes, said, "Wow, man, we ought to play some cards." Which is real fortunate for me because J.D. had rent money that week, you know. Anyway, he could do all this stuff, you know. I mean, he was self-actualized and self-unemployed. But he did have one goal. He wanted to be a professional bass fisherman, and he even made up his own name for himself. Cliff Terhune, Bass Master of the Universe. And old Cliff wanted to go out and catch a 5-pound bass because he said that was the minimum size bass that you had to catch to put on your wall. I don't know why he picked that, but he talked about it. He wanted to go out and catch a 5-pound bass. He never had at that point. So he kept talking about it every day. He'd wake up, "Hey, 5-pound bass, you know." I'd wake up to this, 5-pound bass, you know. He would talk about it so much that it became a metaphor for anything good in your life. Say, like if you found some money or something, you know. "Son, that's a 5-pound bass." Or if you found, you know, a parking space that said, "Fine for parking." "Son, that's a 5-pound bass." Or if you caught like a 10-pound bass. "Son, that's a 5-pound bass." So I wrote this song. And I wrote it for Cliff Terhune, Bassmaster Universe, and my best friend Brian Duckworth, who invented brown jello and the bass intimidator lure. Which is a lure about this long. It has big, bulging red eyes, gnarly, crooked, green, slimy teeth on it, scales made out of bottle caps. And on one side of the Bass Intimidator lure, it says, "Bass suck." And on the other side of the Bass Intimidator lure, it says, "Kiss my ass, bass." There is a logic behind this, believe it or not. The logic is you throw the Bass Intimidator lure out to the bass, wherever you may be, under some structure or in his watery lair somewhere, and he sees it and it makes him so mad that he attacks it, which really gives bass the benefit of the doubt, right? I don't know if you've ever seen a bass before, but it looks, it's not from this planet. It looks like it's been on amphetamines for the last 20 years and never been laid, you know? So you throw it out there and it makes him mad and he attacks it. I don't know. I mean, what can you expect from a guy who invented brown jello? This is the 5-pound bass. "Up this morning before the sun, fixed me some coffee and a honey bun. Jumped in my pickup, gave her the gas. I'm going out to catch a 5-pound bass. Down by the lakeside, just off the ramp. All them people sleeping in their fishing camps. Some out in the pup tent, some out on the grass. They all be dreaming about the 5-pound bass. Billy Birdie always gets his worm. Me, I always get my wish.
when you're talking about that 5-pound bass, son. Dirty worm, it gets the fish. Jump in my John boat, I store my gear. I fire up, and when I'm in the clear, I sail across that water as smooth as glass. It's ready, here I come, you 5-pound bass. I find a perfect spot, some old dead trees. Back in a canyon where you can't feel no breeze. I tie my lure, I make my cast. It's breakfast time, you 5-pound bass. That old sun is rising, that water's clear. I watch my lure as it's flying through the air. I see a ripple. I hear a splash. Lord have mercy, it's a 5-pound bass. Son, that's 5-pound bass.
Well, thanks a lot. I'm going to take a short break, and I'll be right back up here in just a few minutes. I want to thank everybody for coming out, because this is way more than I expected. A real nice audience, and not like Akron, Ohio. So, thanks. I'll be back in just a minute. Did I mess this up like I think I did? Yeah, works. Hey, thanks for sticking around. This is rare. I had some requests that I'm going to play anyway. I left Houston, Texas in a Gulf Coast hurricane. I was blown down by tornadoes, I was washed up by the rain. My pappy wasn't happy with me, he told me to go. I stole my daddy's Cadillac, I headed down the road. I had a grin permitted with each and every mile. I'm headed for the border, man, I'm going down in style. I hit Corpus Christi and the wind was at my back. I drove them women crazy in my daddy's Cadillac. I cruised them up the boulevard and treated them like queens. I took them all the places they wanted to be seen. And when I had to leave them, I'd tell them with a smile, I'm headed for the border, man, I'm going down in style. You gotta take your chance if they ever come along. Close your eyes and listen to that great big engine whine. And it don't really matter whether you are right or wrong, cause when you cross the border, man, you leave this world behind. I stopped down on the pedal and I set the cruise control. 500 raging horses blew on by the state patrol. Their signs were screaming loud, their lights were flashing red. A dozen more waiting at the roadblock up ahead. As I scattered them like chickens, I heard one of them cry. He's headed for the border, man, he's going down in style. Now once you cross the border, you ain't never coming back. And there ain't no redemption when the cops are on your tail. The closest thing to heaven is this great big Cadillac. The city lights in Houston are the firing gates of hell. They had me on the hill that overlooks the Rio Grande. I was feeling just like Moses looking on the promised land. They hauled me back to Houston They throw me in a jail. My mama started crying. My daddy paid the bail. I'm sorry, I'm not there to hear the outcome of my trial. I'm headed for the border, man. I'm going down in pretty sure it was that song, because that really tests the range of my vocal abilities. And I was at this place in this old dance hall down in near New Braunfels, Texas, and this guy came up to me. He was in the music business. I know he's in the music business because his hands were cold and slimy. He said, "Man, I really like your style." I said, "Thank you." He said, "You know, you hit notes that don't even want to be hit." This old porch is just a big old red and white Hereford Bull standing under a mesquite tree. And I would duel to Texas. He just keeps on playing hide and seek with that hot August sun. He's sweating and a pan, cause his work is never done. Oh no, he's got them calves, that red top cane. This old porch is just a steaming greasy plate of enchiladas with lots of cheese and onions and a guacamole salad. You can get them at the La Salle Hotel in old downtown, with iced tea and a waitress who'll smile every time. Yeah, she will. I left a quarter tip on my $10 bill. This old porch is a palace walk-in on a main street in Texas. It ain't never seen or heard the day of GNR and X's, or that 62 poster that's almost faded down, and a screen without a picture since Jan came to town. Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. I wrote this song with my friend Lyle Levin on the front porch of my house in College Station, Texas. The home of the Fighting Texas Aggies, where we went to school, Texas A&M University, the greatest university in the galaxy. This house is located right across from the Presbyterian Church on Church Street. We used to sit there and sing bluegrass, folk songs and country songs, play guitars, banjo, not banjos, I hate banjos, mandolins, fiddles, wave at people as they walked by, hoping that one of them was a talent scout from New York or LA or Nashville or someplace. Of course, if any talent scouts did pass by, they never told us. Talk about money and girls and where we're going to move to when our parents got our grades. I didn't always go to Texas A&M University, you understand. I did spend a couple of semesters off. I went to, at that point in my life, I went to Blinn College, the College for Dysfunctional Aggies. Blinn College was located about 10 miles away from Texas A&M University. It was housed in this old warehouse.
And he didn't have books at Blinn College. They just had a big old chalkboard, and they handed you a big chief tablet and a piece of charcoal. And that's how you learn. At the end of your residency there at Blinn College, when you graduated from Blinn College, you didn't get a sheepskin, you got a t-shirt with your name on it and the Blinn College motto, something I've kept with me all these years. Ignorance is Blinn. But our best days out there on the porch were Sundays, see, because on Saturday night we used to have big parties and things, and on Sunday morning we would crawl out about 11:30 and stand out there on the porch in our underwear amongst 50 or 75 or 100 empty beer cans, and we'd strap on a mandolin and a guitar, and we'd wait for the Presbyterians to come out of church. Give them an example of what real sinning was like. Sing them a little gospel music. Give them something to talk about on their way to the local cafeteria. This old porch is just a weathered gray head, 70 years of Texas. He's doing all he can not to give in to the city. And he always takes the rent late, so long as I run his cattle. He picks me up at dinner time. I listen to him rattle. He says the Brazos still runs muddy like she's runned all along. There ain't never been no cane to grind. The cotton's all but gone. You know the Chevrolet pickup truck? Hell, she was something back in 60. Now they won't nobody listen to him, cause they all think he's crazy. This old porch is just a long time waiting and forgetting, remembering the coming back, not crying about the leaving, and remembering the falling down and the laughter, the curse of luck from all those sons of bitches who said we'd never get back up. This old porch is just a big old red and white Hereford bull standing under a mesquite tree. And now what do they say? Just keeps on playing hide and seek with that hot August sun. He's sweating and a pant, cause his work is never done. Oh, no. I've known a whole lot of old bulls in my life. Their work is never done. First of the month brings back the notion of a big round white dance hall in a cool summer night. Red chair faces, set black shoes in motion to the oom-pa-pa rhythm of German delight. I tried hard to tell you I was no kind of dancer. Take my hand to prove I was wrong. Gotta admit gently though, I thought I could never. We were dancing together at the end of the song. A tall little bald man like a German war hero would buck some old matrons to a quick John Paul Jones. Drapes of gray paper, a ball made a mirror, cast shiny reflections on a brass slide trombone. Tried hard to tell you I was no good.
kind of dancer. Take my hand to prove I was wrong. Got it gently though, thought I could never. We were dancing again. End of the song. The man was still dancing with his phantom partner, though the band had quit playing at the evening's end. And it made me feel lucky that I had a partner to teach me the dance steps to come back again. I tried hard to tell you I was no kind of dancer, to take my hand to prove I was wrong. Got in the gently though, I thought I could never. We were dancing together at the end of the song. I tried hard to tell you, take my hand to prove I was wrong. You got in the gently though, I thought I could never. We were dancing together at the end of the song.
I got to go to England this past spring with Guy Clark and open up some shows for him. It was I got to fulfill one of my dreams there in England. I got to see Stonehenge. Well, it may not be a big deal to you, but in sixth grade, I wrote my first research paper on Stonehenge, right? I never wrote another research paper in my entire career. I just turned that one in year after year. I'm not the only one with that trick. Okay. Well, good. I don't know what I can do now. This is a song about Copenhagen stuff. I was thinking about this because I ran out of Copenhagen over there, and they think that Copenhagen is a town in Denmark or something. But it's not. It's this wonderful chewing tobacco product, and boy, looks like worm dirt, but there are no worms under there. I just say it like this. It satisfies. It says right here on the can, Copenhagen satisfies, and it does. There were these two girls that came from New York City, went to Texas for a vacation. They went to all the hot spots, Bandera, New Braunfels, San Angelo, Menard, Mason, Brady. They did the Hill Country Tour. And they went back to New York, and their friend said, "Did you have a good time?" They said, "Yeah, we had a great time." I said, "Well, did you meet any men?" They said, "Yeah, we met a lot of men, a lot of wonderful men." I said, "Well, did you?" I always get in trouble for this. I mean, this is when I wish I were Andrew Dice Clay. Did you have a relationship with any of these men? They said, "No, we were scared." I said, "Why were you scared?" I said, "Because they carry their condoms around in their back pockets and big round cans." I don't really wish I was Andrew Dice Clay. Now, I went out last Sunday with my little Marianne.
She said, please stay till Monday, and she grabbed me by the can. She laid a big one on me, surprised me with her tongue. But her surprise is waiting there between my cheek and gum. Copenhagen, what a water flavor. Copenhagen, you can sit in my smile. Copenhagen, do yourself a favor, chew. Copenhagen, drive them pretty girls wild. So I went to the movies with my little Peggy Sue. I had my dip there in my lip, just like I always do. She didn't know I was spitting in my Coca-Cola cup. She took a great big swaller and then threw her popcorn up. Copenhagen, what a water flavor. Copenhagen, you can sit in my smile. Copenhagen, do yourself a favor, chew. Copenhagen, driving pretty girls wild. The moral of this story is so very sad but true. If you stay till breakfast, friend, I want to marry you. Just try my little method, I promise you no doubt. Dip some Copenhagen if you want to snuff them out. Copenhagen, what a water flavor. Copenhagen, you can sit in my smile. Copenhagen, do yourself a favor, chew. Copenhagen, driving pretty girls wild. Copenhagen, drive them pretty girls
Songwriting is a very tough job. You have to use chords like this one.
The next time you think about leaving me, darling, better think about it twice. 'Cause I'm the boss in this here relationship, and I give all the good advice. No one's ever quit me, honey, though they've sometimes been retired. So next time you think about hitting that old doorway, you can't quit, you're fired. 'Cause I'm the man around here. I'll try my best clear. I wear the pants, you wear the dresses. I make the mess, you clean the messes. 'Cause I'm the man around here. That's right, darling, I'm the man around here. And you might think that that means that I'm just a purveyor of some machismo discourse on the interaction between two human beings and their common goal, my happiness. But I've been to college and I've taken science classes, and using the same scientific method that is responsible for the atomic bomb as well as saran wrap, I've come to the indisputable conclusion.
Oh, I'm the man around here. I'll try my act this clear. I do the talking, you do the listening. I make testosterone while you make estrogen. I'm the man around here.
It's a chemistry thing.
a song I wrote Nancy Griffith recorded. When it happened, I thought, wow, I'm going to be a millionaire. This didn't happen. But I did write her a birthday card last year that said, friends aren't something that you use and throw away. Friends are something that you use over and over and over. She never replied. You never liked this place where we've been living all along. So you packed up your things, bought a one-way ticket home. Leaving never hurts as much as being left behind. I would change my life. I would make it right. I would change my life. If you would only change your mind. I've spent my hours on some misbegotten dreams. And I've spent my money on some foolish hearted things. I've spent my memories on old and bitter wine. I would change my life. I would make it right. I would change my life if you would only change your mind. Birds are flying south to spend the winter time. Skies are turning blue to gray. The fire we started here will soon be burning out. And it gets colder every day. I wish that I could find the words to make you come back home. I wish that I could say the things you needed for so long. I wish that you could see me now. Maybe then you'd find I would change my life. I would make it right. I would change my life if you would only change your mind. I would change my life. I would make it right. I would change my life if you would only change your mind. Got clothes in my closet, new shoes to wear. All that I wanted is more than my share. And the woman who loves me is more than a dream. So why am I feeling so low down and mean? I gave up on smoking 2 years ago. I've been drinking in a month now or so. And I tell everybody I've nothing to hide, while I keep the devil locked deep down inside. But tonight I'll be out there running around tonight by the light of the moon on the ground. Tonight while the neighbors are sleeping so sound. Tonight I'll slip off and I'll go on down, down. We used to get crazy and
and jump in our cars, burn up the highways and close down the bars. But now we're all married and some moved away. When we get together, there ain't much to say. But tonight I'll be out there running around. Tonight by the light of the moon on the ground. Tonight while the neighbors are sleeping so sound. Tonight I'll slip off and I'll go on downtown. The lights are all down. The moon's hanging high, the stars are all shining way up in the sky. And if anyone's asking where I'll be found, I'm home in the morning, but tonight I'm downtown. Tonight I'll be out there running around. Tonight by the light of the moon on the ground. Tonight while the neighbors are sleeping so sound. Tonight I'll slip off and I'll go on downtown. Hanging on the wall just like a thousand times you've been there. A picture of a field of dandelions. And a young stud colt befallin', some old cowboy on a brood mare about to make it home by dinner time. There's a thunderhead a-comin' from the west and east. You're thinking the rain would do this dust and dirt some good. But it ain't a cowboy's weather. So he nudges his old faithful and turns around to call out to the stud. Come on, Winnie, there's a black light coming yonder. The devil beats his wife with a silver chain. Come on, Winnie, boy, can't you hear the thunder? Your ma and me don't travel well in the rain. It ain't nothing much to look at. Just a print I got from Grandma, real West River cowgirl in her day. And sometimes I need religion, since the old girl's gone before me. This one I can hear the cowboys say. Come on, Winnie, there's a black light coming yonder. The devil beats his wife with a silver chain. Come on, Winnie, boy, can't you hear the thunder? Don't travel with him. Now the western fiddle has been coming to the side show, selling out the bag on baseball ball. And we never know it's raining. We can't hear it for our thunder. We can't see it for our clouds up in the sky. Come on, black light coming yonder. The devil beats his wife with a silver chain. Come on, Winnie, boy, can't you hear the thunder? Your ma and me don't travel well in the rain. Your ma and me don't travel well in the rain.
Song Nancy did that I made up. This one has the fine distinction of, she told me that somebody told her that it was the worst country western song she'd ever heard in her life. And I told Nancy to tell that person that she ought to get in contact with me because I have much worser ones.
summer sun evenings around the old home place. I would play my guitar, my sister sang along. My sister's smile could always light up my daddy's face. When they'd get to dancing, well, they'd dance all night till dawn. And I would sing one for sister, play one for papa, mom one for mama, and I'd cry one for you. My mama liked the slow one, she'd shuffle across the floor. Sister liked the fast ones, thought she could step so high. I could see my daddy dance till he could dance no more. When I play that song, you would start to cry, and I would sing one for sister, play one for papa, call one for mama, and I cry one for you. That's just me. This old guitar, I have no place to call my home. Mama and Papa have passed away, her sister's settled down. You ran off and left me to live here all alone. Now I play sad old songs since you're leaving town. I will sing one for sister, play one for Papa, mom one for Mama, and I'll cry one for you. Yes, I will sing one for sister, play one for Papa, mom one for Mama, and I'll cry one for you. It's been 5 years come this autumn. She remembers well the day the fever got him. It took him far away. Far away, my ways, knowing that the love they shared was true. Far away to fiddler's bowing and the grass forever blue. It was in the dead of winter when a man first caught the chill, and it said he heard the angels singing Cabin on the Hill. Through the springtime he's grown, and the good times are passing gone. By the summer she was moaning, love, oh, lover, please come on. Now she stands out in the midnight in the moonlight all aglow. She prays the car to stand there, won't you please tell Bill Monroe that it'll be in some rough holler, some dark deep shady grove, and be a bluegrass widow.
When I first started playing music, I started out playing bluegrass music. Mainly because most bluegrass songs only have three chords. But I never could play it very well, so I didn't stick with it. I'd sit in front of a record player for like 6 hours with my toe on the edge of the LP so I could slow it down, you know?
ruined a lot of needles that way. But I started listening to bluegrass music in high school. My best friend Brian Duckworth had an 8-track tape of Bill Monroe's greatest hits. And we would skip Miss Hogan's second period chemistry and go across the street from the high school to the Shamrock station or the convenience store and get a case of Texas Pride beer, which is like the equivalent of Schaefer beer, and put it on my dad's credit card and get him to write it up as oil so Dad never knew the difference.
Son, Brian's car sure needs a lot of oil.
We'd ride around listening to Bill Monroe. We wore that tape out and we got some more. We got Jim and Jesse, and then when we got the Stanley Brothers, the Kentucky Colonels, the Country Gentlemen, Mack Wiseman, the Newgrass Revival, Peter Rowan. And one day, I decided, well, I've already written the worst country western song in the world. So I took all the greatest bluegrass song titles in the world and I wrote the worst bluegrass song ever written. This one right here, Bluegrass Widow. I did this in tribute to the Front Porch Boys, a bluegrass band I was in College Station, Texas. We played weddings and parties and the Wednesday night Methodist spaghetti suppers. And one weekend on a handful of cheap amphetamines, we went to Crockett, Texas and entered the International Bluegrass Band Competition. We took second place. We could play faster than anybody in the competition. I went off in the night and met it back up with the Front Porch Boys in the cold gray light of dawn. They were standing underneath a giant pine tree singing the nastiest bluegrass songs you ever heard. Now traditionally, in every great bluegrass song, the protagonist winds up dead at the end of the song. The Front Porch Boys were singing songs where not only was the protagonist dead, but he'd been dismembered as well. And they stopped and looked up at me and said, "We're taking bluegrass music where it's never been before. And we're not taking you with us." I didn't have anything else to do, and I don't fight failure. I packed up all my stuff and left. The Front Porch Boys broke up 3 days later when they realized that I owned the PA system. "Will you miss me when I'm gone?" was final words I heard. "Darling, think of what you've done." Then replied his Knoxville girl. And the leaves had started turning when his mind began to fail. Then he broke down in a breakdown. Now she wears a long black veil. And she stands out in the midnight in the moonlight all aglow. She prays to Carter Stanley, "Won't you please tell Bill Monroe? Rather be in some dark hollow, some dark deep shady grove, than to be a bluegrass widow." At our little house on the prairie, our poor cat died. His name was Bean. So we took him to the backyard. It was the saddest thing I've ever seen. My young wife was all dressed in flowers. The sun was shining straight down on her. In her arms was that poor dead kitty
Her tears were falling like rain down on his fur. In the spring the rain did fall, and the grass it grew so green, the wildflowers grew so tall over our dead kitty bean. He is dead, he won't be back, he is gone like yesterday. Oh, I know he's just a cat, but I miss him anyway. I took my shovel, started digging a hole so handsome, a hole so deep. When I finished, we lay a minute, where from now on that poor kitty bean lips ever sleeps. Always had trouble with that one. In the spring the rain did fall, and the grass it grew so green, the wildflowers grew so tall over our dead kitty bean. He is dead, he won't be back, he is gone like yesterday. Oh, I know he's just a cat, but I miss him anyway. We filled the hole in, we talked about him, we built a cross from an old oak limb. Now in the grocery, I don't buy cat food, but when I pass it, I always think of him. In the spring the rain did fall, and the grass it grew so green, the wildflowers grew so tall over our dead kitty bean. He is dead, he won't be back, he is gone like yesterday. Oh, I know he's just a cat, but I miss him.
That's a real tearjerker. My brother said, "What's the name of that song?" I said, "I don't know." No, this is... no, he called it "The Only Good Cat." He's a cruel bastard. I hate him. It wasn't me. He's only my half-brother anyway. Well, I'm going to do this one last song, and I want to thank everybody for coming out. And before I get in more bizarre material, so I'm going to just... What? I'm glad you asked for that, because that's what I was planning on doing. Because I have this really nifty guitar part that I can do. Okay, you ready? This is for all the bad drivers. All those people sitting next to you. Sometimes I don't know what I'm doing. Sometimes all my days are filled with rain. As I travel down life's highway, things ain't going my way, 'cause there's always someone swerving in my lane. You keep swerving in my lane, and it's causing lots of danger. I'm a honking on my horn, I'm a shooting you the finger. I keep a switching on my bright lights, but you're just too dim to know when you're swerving on life's highway. You're running someone off the road. There's supposed to be this guitar. Every time I do this, I always think of Big John, you know? It really throws me off. The
came from Louisiana somewhere. Now, see, all of y'all are thinking of Big John now. It's blocking my antenna, you know? Does anybody know the next verse? What? That's the last verse. That's what I was thinking too, see? Great minds run alike. Did that one, huh? Beg your pardon? Just give me the first word, please. This is kind of therapeutic, you know? I'm starting to feel better. I knew my brain was checking out on that. The first word? What? Is this like an English lesson or something? Okay. Where is that beer? Is it here? Is that beer here? Oh, yeah. The day you drove away. There we go. I thought I'd never get my breaking. Could love another, how else could I feel? I went into early senility, and now when you run into me, I can't believe I could not see.
You're all tanked up, but no one's at the wheel.
They keep swerving in my line, and it's causing lots of danger. I'm a cussing out your name, I'm a shooting you the finger. I keep a stretching on my bride, but you're just too dim to know when you're swerving on life's highway. You're running someone off the road.
Ever finally pass you,
finish the song.
Oh, when I do, and if I'm still alive, I won't never see you, cause I'm ripping at my rear view,
and I'm shifting
it on into a overdrive. You keep a swerving in my lane, and it's causing lots of danger. I'm stomping on the foot feet. I'm stomping on the foot feet. I'm shooting you the finger. I keep switching on my bright light, but you're just too dim to know when you're swerving on life's highway. You're running someone off the road. Thanks for being so patient, and thanks for the lyrics.